Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Janet McCutcheon with Work-Life Connections. I'm here today with Margie Gale, who is the Nurse Wellness Specialist at Work-Life Connections, and we're going to be talking today, Margie, about Green Dots, and the Green Dots program has been part of your nursing wellness focus. And please give us a little background, first of all, for people who aren't familiar with what Green Dots is about, and then we'll take it into our topic today, which is as the Green Dots program or method relates to domestic violence. But first of all, what is Green Dots?
Green Dots is actually a social movement that was initiated by Dr. Dorothy Edwards, a counseling psychologist at the University of Kentucky in Lexington. She had worked many years in programs to prevent violence against women and personal violence, and had determined that we needed to get a broader audience and a format to include everyone, make every person feel welcome into the work that needs to be done. And she re-envisioned this as red dots being behaviors that are promoting or uncivil to other people, aggressive, hostile, uncivil, and that every green dot behavior by all of the rest of us, and there are a lot of people, could promote civility, peace, getting along, and solutions to any concern we have about domestic violence and other behaviors like that. So it's a very inclusive movement.
And it sounds like really at the grassroots level, we're talking about implementing not an official regimen and program, but essentially at the grassroots level, looking at how to prevent violence before it starts rather than try to intervene somewhere in the midst of what's going on. Is that correct?
Exactly. Her idea was to then rename everything to violence prevention. We need to spend more time focusing on that. And one of the ways she viewed it is if everyone, and there are a lot of us, if everyone did something every day, we would be able to have green dots to overtake the red dots and the map would look green in terms of promoting peace. And it would be inviting to every person. So she actually renamed this violence prevention so everyone could be included. In the past, there's been a focus in violence prevention and domestic violence about focusing on the victim or focusing on the perpetrator, and those are only two people in the picture. She had a process of, she reviewed all of the vast research over the last 30 years on bystander research and realized there are a lot of other people, and that if one person did something, so a theory that she looked at that's been shown to be true in research is the more bystanders there are that see the subtle red signs of domestic violence, people tend to think, well, somebody else will know better what to do. I'll do nothing, or I'm not sure if I'm going to be right. I wouldn't want to embarrass myself. And so that's called bystander diffusion of responsibility. So then no one does anything if there are five people. But if one person then steps up and does something like, hey, we need to get you help, or let's get you out of here, this is not a way to speak to somebody, do anything, then everybody starts lending a hand. So it's really an unbelievable phenomenon that can be very powerful when each of us does one small behavior and action every day.
Could you give us an example of a red dot that would trigger that green dot response?
A red dot might be you would be out somewhere and be in a public place and you'd see somebody arguing and that they'd be terribly name-calling and that it would really be aggressing the other person. And you might say you're at the drugstore and you might just step up and say something like that. That's a red dot behavior. That would be a red dot to recognize that. I think that's what you're asking.
Exactly. Exactly. So the point being is to recognize those red dot behaviors, it sounds like, and then rather than standing by, to actively become involved early on in the process, because domestic violence is a process. It starts with words, it sounds like. So before it gets to the point to where violence is actually physical, it sounds like knowing what those red dot triggers are is really important.
Right. So you're right. First thing is just even understanding the red flag behaviors before you even determine I'm going to do something. And that is a good part. In building skills, the first thing is for us to understand that we've learned a lot about what to look for, and that we recognize recognize it, and then we can contemplate it before we actually take action. We don't have to jump right in and take action. We can think about what that means to us, but first just start recognizing those signs that we know are not beneficial.
If some of our listeners are interested in finding out more about green dots, what do they do next?
They would go, and actually Vanderbilt has its own chapter. Vanderbilt, as a university, adopted the Green Dots program last year. So if you went to Vanderbilt's website and go to the Women's Center, you would see Green Dots as a program, and there's tons of information, including support, be part of the movement. You can just sport a sticker and say, I support it, put it on your Facebook page. You can read about it, or you can actually go and take a training that might be a one-hour talk, or believe it or not, there actually is training for people that they can go and take a six-hour workshop to learn a lot more about Green Dots. The other website, the national website that Dorothy Edwards has at the University of Kentucky, is www.livethegreendot.com. And again, that's a whole other host of internet availability.
Well, thanks for your time today, Margie. I appreciate your time and information about the Green Dots program. And anyone who wants further information can contact us, correct?
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Janet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story or suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. Thanks for listening.